It is a joy to be here once again and to see people whose faces I remember from last year.
好開心咧，又再嚟到大家當中咧，認得大家啲面孔啊，好開心。
Bearing the beams of love.
體現神嘅愛。
I played hockey for 12 seasons and I never weighed more than 155 pounds. I regularly played against 200-pound gorillas who were as mean as a junkyard dog.
我以前打了12年的冰球啊，冰棍球。咁咧，我從來咧都唔會，你知我咁大隻噶啦，係咪？咁所以咧，我又唔會啊，有成面對啲200幾磅嘅隊友嗰陣時候咧，我都覺得咧，好似面對一個好似看緊一啲廢物場嘅野狗咁樣，打唔過佢哋。
I survived the 12 seasons in as much as I always knew how to protect myself on the ice. I took to heart the advice which Ted Scarface Lindsay gave to young Stan Mikita when Stan Mikita moved from junior hockey to the NHL.Mikita, a smaller fellow, had voiced his fear that he wasn't big enough or tough enough to play in the NHL. Stan, Lindsay said, as long as the stick is in your hand, you are as tough as anybody on the ice. Never drop your stick.
咁咧，我打12年咧，咁我終於都能夠生存到嘅嚇。咁但係咧，就我成日都記得。即係我成日都擔心啊！我點樣喺嗰啲冰上邊、冰場上面可以保護到自己咧？係咪個個都咁大隻，我咁細隻咁樣？咁但係我成日記得咧，有一個出名嘅網冰球手咧嚇，叫做 Ted Lindsay。咁佢就同一個新星嚇Stan Mikita 咧就講啦，就話咧只要咧你嘅手揸住嗰個冰棒咧，你就一定夠打㗎啦咁樣。千祈就唔好抌低你手上面嗰支棒咁。
Because I could always protect myself on the ice, I was all the more surprised to learn years later that I couldn't protect myself politically, institutionally. Politically, I was as defenseless as a first-time skater standing on wobbly legs at center ice. He's unable even to get out of the way. Never mind run down anybody else.
雖然咧，我喺冰場上面咧，我就覺得可以生存落嚟啦，係咪？咁我所以我好驚訝咧，就發現咧喺人生上面咧，我冇乜辦公室智慧喎，即係唔好多時做一啲喺機構上面咧，我處理人際關係嗰啲手腕咧，我就唔夠精明啊！好似咧成日好似啲人啱啱企喺個滑雪場學滑雪第一次滑雪咁樣，企都企唔穩，唔好講話跑贏人啦。
Subsequently, I learned that not only could I not protect myself politically, institutionally, I couldn't protect myself psychologically. I seemed to get bushwhacked emotionally, or felt I got bushwhacked, in a way that most people seem to avoid, or at least disguise. I seemed unable either to avoid it or disguise it.
同時間呢，我發覺我唔識得保護自己，唔單止話係喺辦公室啦，或者機構上面啊咁樣。我甚至咧心理上面咧唔能夠保護到自己，好多時我嘅情緒咧好似俾人突襲咁樣咧，就俾人打低咗喎。咁而人哋一般咧，即係情緒有啲咩波動咧，都會識得點去避免啊，或者識得點去掩飾下啦咁。但我發覺我自己方面咧好缺乏啦。
I concluded that I had to learn to protect myself.Detachment was to be my first piece of armor. Be laid back, I told myself over and over. Be detached. By now it was a mantra. Stay cool. Keep your gut unhooked. It all went exceedingly well, and I thought I was really progressing at remaking myself psychologically. It all went well, that is, for 3 hours.
咁咧，我就決定啊，不如咁啦，我就自己點樣保護自己咧？咁我試下就冷靜啲，離身啲啊，唔好咁上心啊。咁咧就當係好似一個盔甲咁著咗喺身上邊啊。咁啊，樣都輕鬆啲，就成日都提自己嗱，輕鬆啊，要唔好擺啲感情落去啊啊。總唔知咧，就你將你嘅直覺啊、你嘅本能啊咁呢啲保護自己啲咧擺低佢得㗎啦，咁樣嚇。咁啊，初初都好似幾成功咁樣喎。咁啊，但係點不知咧，即係維持夠唔得夠3個鐘頭。
Then the phone rang. A 43-year-old woman had called me from Mississauga's Credit Valley Hospital outpatient department. She needed a ride from the hospital to work. Take a cab? She wanted to talk to me. She was riddled with tumors, as skinny as a broom handle, and had just had her painkiller dosage increased. Her skin color was a ghastly yellow, brown, green, and she was struggling to keep upright a marriage that was close to capsizing. End of detachment, end of being laid back, got hooked all over again.
So, when the phone rang suddenly, 咁咪聽電話啦，咁有一個43歲嘅太太啦，就喺個密西加市嘅醫院嗰度咧，就打電話嚟，就嗌我去幫佢咁樣。咁我心裏諗你自己坐的士得啦，咁但我都去咗啦。咁啊，一望到佢嗰陣時候，見到佢瘦到好似嗰個掃把柄咁，即係得潮竹咁樣啦。咁個面色咧又黃又盛，咁原來咧即係佢有腫瘤啦。咁而啱啱咧，醫生即係加重咗嗰個止痛劑，咁而再加上咧，佢嘅婚姻又唔如意啦，佢就嚟失敗啦咁。咁所以當我聽到佢咁講嘅時候咧，我嗰種所謂放鬆啦，唔好咁感情，唔好擺個心落去啦咁，都完全把持唔住啦。
Then I recalled the words of Gerald May, M.D. Gerald May is an American physician now living in Washington who has written much in the field of spiritual direction.A spiritual director, different from a pastoral counselor or psychotherapist, is someone who helps individuals discern and assist the movement of God's grace within them and God's way for them. Professionally, Gerald May is a psychiatrist who served at one time with the United States Air Force in Vietnam.
咁喺嘅時候，我突然間諗起咧，有一個醫生嘅名叫 Gerald May， 好出名嘅。咁佢曾經咧就喺個越南嘅空軍裏面咧，係即係做過一個醫生嘅。咁佢亦都喺個靈修導引裏面咧，係有好多研究。咁靈修導引大家都知道，即係唔係話唔同嘅心理學家或者乜嘢，係主要幫人哋咧去分辨神嘅心意嚇。神點樣喺嗰個人嘅心裏面去帶領緊佢咧？咁咪幫嗰個人咧去跟從神嘅。
In one of his many books, May has written.Some wisdom deep inside us knows it's impossible to love safely. We either enter it undefended or not at all. We can't love safely. We can't love defenselessly. Either we do love defenselessly or we don't love. Instantly, I admitted to myself what I'd known in my heart all along. Despite my short-lived efforts in detachment and coolness,I admitted that a disciple of Jesus Christ whose preoccupation is survival is no disciple at all. Dr. May is correct. We can't love safely.
咁我就諗起佢喺本書度咧曾經講過一句説話嚇，咁佢就話人咧去愛嗰陣時候咧係唔可以話你好保護自己好安全咁去愛。每當我哋去愛嗰陣時候咧嚇，你總會係要冒險嘅。咁我心回心一諗嗰陣時候，作為一個門徒，如果我就係成日掛住點樣保護自己唔受傷害，咁我已經唔能夠活出一個門徒應該基本嘅神嘅呼召啦。
Next, I pondered the two lines from the poet William Blake, which May quoted in his book The Awakened Heart. And we are put on earth a little space that we might learn to bear the beams of love. Gerald May says only three things about this quotation.We are to bear love in the three dictionary senses of the word bear. In the first place, we are to grow in our capacity to endure love's beauty and love's pain. In the second place, we are to bear love in that we are to carry love and spread it around, as children carry and spread measles and laughter, May adds. In the third place, we are to bear love in the sense that we are to bring it to birth.When I read this, I was so startled I didn't move. Slowly my mind spun out what it is to bear love in these three ways.
咁我就諗翻起喺 Gerald May 本書咧，佢都曾經去引用過咧一個詩人 William Blake。佢個詩人咧喺佢本書啦《Awakened Heart》，即係蘇醒嘅靈嗰度咧嚇，曾經有一個咁嘅金句嘅嚇，佢就話。我哋係擺放喺地上一個嘅空間上面啦，喺個空間嗰度，我哋係去體驗即係呢個愛嘅光輝嘅。咁而阿 Jeremy 佢解釋佢話呢句説話嚇，咁佢講咗指出三點，點為之去體驗 體驗的話，第一就是說你能夠有這樣的能耐呢，去忍受愛的美麗和愛的痛苦。第二呢，你體驗的話，你就是將這個愛呢能夠傳開去，好像小朋友一起玩，他們將菌又好，笑聲又好，大家都有個感染力在這裡。第三呢，就是我們去將愛呢去即是表現出來，去帶出來，去表達出來。當我再看的時候，想起啊，我以前都聽過一個說話，我現在才明白這個說話是什麼意思。
We must grow in our capacity to endure love's beauty and love's pain. Love's beauty we understand, but love's pain, does love pain? Can it? Yes. And in my older age, I have come to see that beauty brings with it its own pain. When the Shepherd family was last in England, we traveled into the Yorkshire Moors. Now everyone has some picture of the Yorkshire Moors, thanks to the writings of the Yorkshire veterinarian, James Herriot. And Herriot hasn't exaggerated. We shepherds, the four of us, walked together upon the moors as the sun was setting. I shan't attempt to describe it. Suffice it to say that it was so very beautiful as to leave us dumbfounded. The beauty was so exquisitely beautiful as to border on the surreal. In the next instant, the beauty seemed so intense as to make us ache. The beauty surrounding us contrasted so very sharply with the unbeauty that we find on so many fronts in life. So many fronts in life that this wordless beauty brought with it a peculiar kind of pain.
體驗愛就是說我們能夠在我們忍受愛的美麗，同時也去忍受愛的痛苦。咁愛就美麗，我哋知啦。咁點解會愛又會有痛苦咧？咁點解又有痛苦又有愛同時存在咧？咁當我越年紀越大嗰陣時候，我越諗嗰陣時候，我就會越能夠明白。譬如好似我哋一家人，我哋喺英國嗰度約克郡咧係移民過嚟加拿大嘅。但喺我個鄉下裏邊咧嚇，嗰度咧出咗名咧，嗰度嗰啲沼澤咧係好靚嘅。咁嗰啲詩人啊，成日都去形容佢幾靚咁。咁每當你去睇到啲地方嘅時候咧，你就發覺真係好靚，去到靚到令你好驚訝。但係咧，嗰度靜咧，喺靚當中，你有一份好深嘅寂靜，靜到咧，你裏邊有一種嘅痛嘅感覺。點解咧？咁就是、因為好多時候當你話好愛、好美麗嘅時候，好美麗嘅愛會幫你諗翻起你遇到啲唔愛嘅現實，在殘酷的現實裏面，愛是很不完全的。
In the midst of the unlove which we find on so many fronts in life, we're startled when we find ourselves loved with an intensity which is beautiful to be sure, and whose beauty makes us ache. When we are loved not because we are useful to someone else, not because we are needed or are convenient, because we are loved for our own sake. We are loved for love's sake. This is when we learn what it is to endure the exquisite beauty and ache of love.
所以喺我哋現實生活裏面，我哋遇到好多唔完全嘅愛啦嚇，或者係好缺乏嘅愛啦嚇。咁當我哋咧稍微遇到有人愛我哋嗰陣時候咧，我哋就裏面有一種痛嘅感覺。一方面覺得開心，但係同時間咧亦都會覺得好唔舒服。
It's easy to confuse love with other linkages. My adult daughters love me. They're also counting on an inheritance. My wife loves me. She's also legally bound to me. Until her very recent death, my mother loved me. But she was old and sick and had made me executor of her will and granted me power of attorney. What's more, all of these people to whom I'm related by blood or marriage would be considered nasty, deficient themselves if they didn't love me. At the same time, none of this means that they don't love me for my sake. Love me for love's sake.
我哋好难揾到有人咧，纯粹系爱我哋而爱我哋，总系有好多好夹杂同埋好附带嘅条件喺里边。譬如话，如果我嘅女爱我咁。我怎知道我的女兒不是可能因為她想遲些承受我的遺產所以愛我呢？如果我說我的太太愛我，那我太太不愛我也不行，法律上她是我的太太來的嘛，她是理當應該是要愛我的嘛。譬如說我媽媽愛我，那 咁我媽媽愛我，係啊，咁梗係啦，因為我係佢，我會幫佢去處理佢嘅遺產啊嘛，咁人嘅愛咧，其實裏邊係好複雜同埋好夾雜嘅。
Still, there are circumstances where the love with which we are loved can only be for our sake, love for love's sake, because we aren't linked in any way to those who love us. I marvel at the love with which I am loved when this person or that person who loves me will never profit from my state, never be the beneficiary of my life insurance, never have any legal tie to me, when in fact there is no material advantage to loving me, no social advantage, no advantage of any kind in loving me. Yet they continue to pour upon me a love whose beauty is so beautiful as to make me ache. Not only is there no advantage accruing to them, there is every disadvantage, because I have embarrassed them in public on occasion. I have committed social gaffes in their presence that left them wishing, for a few minutes at least, that I was at someone else's party. I have plunged them into emotional anguish just because they were so closely identified with me in my emotional anguish. And I have perplexed them as they stood speechless before my incomprehensible spasms of irrationality.
我想我们每个人都追求能够遇到一些真的爱，即是说人家爱我没有任何原因和没有任何得着、好处、目的、当我们遇到这种这样的爱的时候呢，心里面就是既然是开心当中，也都有一份的痛的感觉在里面、就是因为这种这样的爱是不常有，也都这样的爱这么完美的时候呢，就反映到我自己的不完全、我这么黑人憎 我做得这么不完全，或者我令到人那么麻烦、那么辛苦或者那么难受，但是他竟然都这样爱我、当我感受到他这样无条件地爱我的时候呢，我心里面也都是有不有愧的。
The longer I live, the more I'm amazed at all of this, which is to say, the longer that I live, the more I must grow in my capacity to endure love and not flee it, not to find it so strange as to be foreign, not resist it in as much as I can't control it, not allow its singularity to diminish its glory. The longer I live, the more I must cherish it and grow in my capacity to endure it. We must bear love in the sense of growing in our capacity to endure love's beauty and love's pain.
所以我年纪越大的时候呢，我越觉得是啊，我真的要继续在爱方面继续的成长，我有更多的容量去真的去享受爱那种美丽，也有更大的容量呢去忍受爱带给我的痛苦、因为其实爱对我们每一个人来讲其实都是这么重要的。
In the second place, we are to bear love in the sense of carrying love and spreading it. Surely we are to carry it and spread it chiefly unselfconsciously. I know there are situations where we have to clench our teeth and resolve that contempt won't consume our love. There are days when we have to fight the temptation to despise or hate, as surely as our Lord fought assorted temptations in the wilderness. But we can't be fighting all the time. We can't have our teeth clenched and our resolve clothesline taut all the time, or else we'd be grim. Grim is death. We carry or spread love chiefly unselfconsciously.
去体验爱第二方面呢，就是我能够呢将爱呢去宣扬出来，是能够活出来，要是很自然的活出来。如果我们就这样，因为我要做了，那我咬紧牙根那就是做就做了，然后在那里扮到好像很有爱心，那我就发觉我其实不爱得很久的。所以去体验爱，去活出爱，去张扬爱的话，我一定要是从心里面很自然地是流露出来的。
Ever since Louis Pasteur published his discoveries, we have known about the transmission of communicable diseases. Such diseases move throughout the human population by means of germs, invisible to the naked eye, but no less real for that. In a fallen world, disease is naturally contagious, and in a fallen world, contempt is naturally contagious too. Nobody has to be taught how to despise others. Left alone, humankind does it naturally in this, the era of the fall. Then love can be spread only by an infusion of God's Spirit. Only the Spirit. Everywhere in Scripture, the Spirit is the effectual presence of God. Only the Spirit can cause the love we pour out on others to do something besides run off them like rain slicking off an umbrella. Only the Spirit of God can cause love to stick to others, to penetrate, to swell, and to declare that love has brought forth its increase in someone, all of us, who is in some measure love deprived.
有个医学报告就告诉我们，原来是细菌是人同人之间可以互相传染的。其实不单止在人生当中，不单止是细菌，而是罪本身也是人同人之间互相的传染。譬如说，你出世来讲，没有人，不需要人教你怎样去看小人，你自然就看人美的。同样爱本身也是在人当中可以互相的传染的。好， 但变成需要神的灵在我们心里去鼓励我们怎样去将这份爱带出来，也要圣灵去用得着我们行出来的爱心，在人的生命上去带来一份正面鼓励的作用，以至到当人们享受到我们带出来的爱的时候，他们也愿意去继续去宣扬这份爱。
The body's immune system is a good thing. It keeps us from falling sick with scores of different diseases in the same day. Yet there is one place where the body's immune system is counterproductive: when we need a heart transplant. Here our immune system has to be overridden, or we shall reject the one thing we need most. We human beings have an immune system, as it were, of a different sort as well. It keeps us from being suckered or taken in by every last fad, notion, idea, ideology, ploy, scheme, or deviousness. And yet there is one place where our beneficial immune system, it renders us rightly suspicious, has to be overridden by the Spirit of God if we aren't to reject love. Only God Himself can do this, and this is precisely what He has promised to do. We shall leave Him to do it, even as He leaves us to do what we must do, namely, bear love in the sense of carrying it, spreading it.
神造我们很奇怪，我们每个人都有一个抵抗的能力，immune system。 但你又发觉医学上咧，好得意啊！当你如果要做换心手术嗰阵时候咧，医生咧系要需要将你嗰个保护自己嗰个免疫系统咧去暂停佢嘅，因为呢个免疫系统咧就会排斥嗰个移植过嚟嘅心脏啊。咁所以一个新嘅心摆落去你嗰度嗰阵时候咧，咁个免疫系统咧又要停一停先，咁等佢接受咗嗰个新嘅心，先可以再重新开翻嘅咁。 同样嘅，我哋认识神之后，我哋需要俾神去改变我哋嘅心，要有神嗰个爱嘅心嘅话咧，我哋自然人性嗰种抗体咧，就好想去抵御啲好嘢嘅。咁所以我哋要容让神喺我哋心里边施嘅手术，我哋嗰个自我保护嘅能力咧，系需要摆低，去容让圣灵去改变我哋嘅心，去将佢嘅爱，有佢嘅爱嘅心喺我哋里边去掌管我哋。
We are to bear love finally in the sense of bringing it forth. Once again, it's the case that of ourselves we can't. Just as we of ourselves can't make our love for others adhere to them, so we can't of ourselves quicken love in them, bring forth in them that love which is soon to be loved from them. Of ourselves, we can't render anybody else a loving person. Once again, only God can. And once again, He has promised to do this as He takes up and honors our unselfconscious commitment to people who find in our commitment to them what they have found nowhere else.
所以我正话讲体现爱，咁第三方面我哋曾经提过就系话，将呢个爱咧能够活得出嚟，能够去传染到俾人，用让人都好似我哋咁样继续嘅去爱。 但当我哋能够要去将佢带得出嚟，去表现得从个身体去现得出嚟嘅话咧，除非嘅爱系成为我哋生命嘅一部分，咁呢个系圣灵嘅工作嚟嘅。我哋要容让神将佢个爱去改变我哋里边，等我哋自己本身都有系一个爱嘅人。 自然你就能够将呢个爱去活得出嚟，去带到俾人，去感染到人。
Gerald May, once more, the psychiatrist whose work has meant so much to me. May was with the United States Air Force in Vietnam, where he worked in the psychiatric ward of a military hospital, then returned home where he worked in an American prison before moving on to a state psychiatric hospital. Working in these three venues occupied 20 years of his life. He says that these 20 years were bleak. Indescribably bleak. Every day, he says, he drove to work wondering what on earth he was doing, even what on earth he thought he was doing. For instance, every day he spoke with a woman, a patient in a state hospital, who never said one word. This patient not only said nothing, she appeared so vacant as not even to notice him whenever he was speaking to her. Still, he didn't ignore her, even though it's difficult not to ignore someone who is utterly responsive, but always did his medical duty by her, changing medications and writing up charts, speaking to her every day, mute though she remained. This situation continued for 6 months. One day, in the course of the same hospital routine, he was fishing in his jacket pockets for a light, when the unspeaking woman walked out of the room into the corridor and wordlessly, silently beckoned a nurse to her. Dr. May needs matches for his pipe, the psychotic woman said. Only God can bring love to birth, and God does precisely this as he takes up and honors the commitments we make to others.
即係我哋提到嗰個 Jerry May 嗰個醫生咧嚇，佢自己講佢自己嘅見證。佢除咗喺越南戰場嗰度咧係做過空軍嘅醫生之外，佢之後咧又喺監獄裏邊咧嚇去做過醫生啦。咁跟住咧就喺州立醫院嗰度咧係做過心理醫生嘅。咁佢講佢其中嘅經歷就係話佢喺州立醫院去見一個女嘅病人咧嚇。個女個病人咧就係好空空洞洞咁望住佢，從來都唔答佢，好冇反應咁樣。咁而佢中心嘅日日都去睇佢，日日都去傾偈，同仍然都做佢自己應該要做嘅事。有陣時幫佢換下藥啊，然後寫下報告啊咁。咁都覺得好似冇乜嘢回應咁樣啊嚇。但好奇怪咧，有一日咧，當佢見嗰個女病人嘅時候咧，咁佢有想食嗰個煙斗啦，咪拎揾嗰個打火機啊，揾唔到喎。咁、那個女病人咧走去同個護士講，佢話阿May醫生佢想要火柴啊，佢要想食煙斗啊咁。咁我就當時我嗰、那個醫生一聽到嘅時候都好驚訝嚇、啊，原來過去佢忠於佢嘅本分，繼續去關心呢個女病人，表面睇嚟好似冇反應、冇果效、好空洞、好空白咁樣，但原來主係用得著嘅。
Today is the first Sunday in Advent. Today we praise God for incarnating in the babe of Bethlehem that love which is God Himself. For the incarnation is the outer expression of the innermost heart of God. Unquestionably, the incarnate one, Jesus our Lord, bore love in the threefold sense of bear. Jesus most certainly received love from others. He endured that love which is so exquisitely beautiful as to make us ache. When the adoring woman poured the costliest perfume on his feet, he remarked, "She has done a beautiful thing to me. She has anointed my body beforehand for burying." There, right there, we have both love's beauty and love's pain.
今日我哋系去纪念主耶稣就嚟降生。今日是 Advent 的第一个星期日，我们思想回主耶稣来到世上都是因为爱的缘故，他都在世上去体验活得出什么叫做爱。譬如说他在世上的时候，他都去领受忍受爱的美丽，也都去忍受爱带给他很大的痛苦。譬如说好像他临上十架之前，有个女士将一些香膏涂抹佢只脚， 当时主耶稣说，这个女士为我临死之前做一件美事，是值得以后世世代代都去纪念的。
Just as certainly Jesus carried love, spread it with his crucified spread out arms. As the gospel writer attests, having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end.
所以我们看见主耶稣的一生，是不是不单止他去经历爱的美丽，和经历爱的带给他很多痛苦，他的爱他继续去传扬活出来，就是说就算去付上他的生命，他都愿意继续去爱地上的人。
And just as certainly Jesus brought love to birth, Matthew was a tax collector who had sold out to Rome and now stood to gain financially by collaborating. Simon was a zealot, a terrorist who had vowed the assassination of every last collaborator he could safely stab. What kept these two men in the same apostolic band except the love which Jesus had brought to birth in both? What else kept Jews and Gentiles in the same congregation when Gentiles had always regarded Jews as anti-intellectual and inflexible, while Jews had always regarded Gentiles as bereft of God and shamelessly immoral? What else keeps any congregation in one fellowship?
你留意到在主耶稣的地上的一生里面，他也能够将个爱去鼓励到、传染到给他旁边的人。譬如说，就算是一个税吏他认识了耶稣之后，他都会变为一个是愿意去周济穷人的人。还有主耶稣很多个门徒，他们本身都是本来是没有爱心的，但是被主去改变的时候，他们都能够去为了爱人而摆上他们的生命。在教会里面，无论是犹太教或者是当时的基督教，什么如果不是因为主的爱去改变他们的话，他们怎能够作为一个犹太人去接受基督，也都将个爱继续去带给世上的人呢？
You and I are to bear the beams of love in the words of the poet William Blake. We can bear love in the threefold sense of enduring its beauty and pain, carrying it around and spreading itand committing ourselves to those in whom God will bring it to birth. We can do this just because he whose birth we celebrate in this Advent season has done it already and done it in us. Then come, let us adore him, for he is indeed Christ the Lord.
今天我们纪念主耶稣的出生，其实就是鼓励我们，既然主耶稣在世上面他能够体验得活得出爱，能够带到给我们今天什么叫做爱，同样这个呼召就摆在我们的身上。既然我们尝过，圣灵也在我们的生命上不停地帮助我们，主的心意今天就是轮到我们好像主耶稣那样在地上去将这个爱能够活出来，能够带给我们周围的人，能够令到更加多人去活出这个爱。俾少少時間大家可以去思想翻下，你有冇去活出主俾你嘅愛咧？咁。